because you're interested in politics, in 1948, Harry Truman defeats Thomas Dewey. Oh. Any recollection of that time?
What a glorious night. During the 1948 campaign, Truman had come through Oklahoma, and his campaign train had run out of money. A certain number of Oklahomans, I don't know whether it was two or three, had gone together and paid for the train for the rest of the campaign, and really saved Truman's bacon on the campaign train. So all of us who were interested in politics were following with great relish what was going to happen. And when the Tribune announced that Truman had lost and Dewey had won, and then it was reversed, it was wonderful.
I'm younger than you, and I remember I was in Roosevelt Grade School in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and as youngsters we were walking through the playground saying, Truman in the White House, ready to be elected, Dewey in the garbage can, ready to be collected.
That's a marvelous.
And it stayed with me for all these years. Yeah. From 48 to 52, your OU years, those are years of the civil rights movement.
Absolutely.
What are your recollections about that? Because blacks weren't able to use restrooms, water fountains.
Nor could they enroll at the University of Oklahoma. During that time, they either had to go to Langston University or they went out somewhere else to an all-black college. It wasn't until, oh my gosh, after 52 that Ada Lloyd Scipio was admitted to the OU Law School that finally broke the color barrier. But when I was in school, there was no black student from 48 to 52 in the University of Oklahoma.
Ada Louise Scipio Fisher.
Right.
Was admitted one student, but that was kind of a sham law school setup.
That's exactly right. In fact, to try and circumvent having to admit her there, they created a false law school at Langston University, which they tried to get her to attend to take her out of being a student at the University of Oklahoma. In the University of Oklahoma Law School, she was segregated in a separate seat away from the class. But to the credit of her fellow class members, they broke that barrier down. I was so proud of them. And then later, she got full recognition, and that was the end of the color barrier. I don't remember how many years it was before the first black student was admitted to undergraduate school, but she's the one that broke the barrier.